Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships 360 degrees.
Music from Mario, and I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. On Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight, my expert guest and I will explore the concept of second chance virginity, that is, leading a life of celibacy after you've already been engaged in sex, and how you can resist sexual temptation. So I want to welcome back Cherie to the show. She was on our show last month related to this topic. Cherie, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. And I just want to kind of tell you a little bit about Cherie. Some of you already know, but for those of you who are just being introduced, I want to say this. Cherie is, she's actually a 32-year-old virgin and celibacy educator. Her Mirror Project focuses on addressing internal flaws and issues. And the idea behind this initiative is to encourage individuals to come to terms with the habits and insecurities threatening to dissolve or hinder the progress of successful friendships and relationships. Cherie has been blessed with the privilege to speak with students all over America as it pertains to the significance of continued education, facing their fears and failures, as well as maintaining celibacy. Encouraging these individuals to commit to both God and family while pursuing their dreams, Cherie has brought a wave of fresh air to an impoverished era trapped between hope and fear. So that is Cherie. Also joining us tonight is Kenny Pugh, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. Kenny is a best-selling author, radio show host, and love and money columnist for BlackEnterprise.com. Kenny has appeared in countless media programs on TV, radio, print, and online, offering breakthrough strategies with tangible results and providing advice to the masses to help them improve their lifestyles. Known for his staunch support of celibacy and abstinence, his best-selling debut title, Can You Do It Standing Up? A Different Position on Relationships, has spawned countless debates, dialogue, events, media appearances, and speaking engagements, and led him to launch complimentary campaigns, Celibacy is Sexy, as well as Real Men Wait. A few producers in both Atlanta and L.A. are also courting Kenny for his perspective on dating and relationships because of his firm views on celibacy and abstinence. Hey, Kenny, thanks for joining Relationships 360.
Hey, I'm excited to be with you this evening.
Great. Well, you obviously have a lot of personal experience with tonight's topic. Of course, you have, you know, written a book on the topic. Before we talk about that, I was hoping that you can tell us about the Celibacy is Sexy and Real Men Wait campaigns and how our listeners can get involved.
Well, just very quickly, the whole Celibacy is Sexy movement kicked off last year in observance of Celibacy Awareness Month. And one of the things that I wanted to be very diligent in doing is trying to find a way to make the celibate lifestyle a more appealing one to the masses and those who are interested in doing relationships a little bit differently. I mean, we live in a society that is driven by reality television, and everywhere you're turning, you're able to see sexual communication and messages that are targeting people of all ages, all different types of nationalities, and so on and so forth. And so I wanted to come up with something that would be a way to counter a lot of the negative messaging that we see in our society today. And so that's why I came up with Celibacy is Sexy, because at the end of the day, what I've learned over a period of years is that people are engaging in sexual behavior and activity because they want to feel desired, they want to feel as if they've been empowered, they want to feel as if, and from a woman's perspective, a lot of women do it to feel as if they have the intimacy and closeness with the other person. And I just want to be able to allow them to know that celibacy can be a sexy trait as well. And so that's where the whole movement came from, and I just came up with a partnering campaign as well with real men wait because I didn't want grown men walking around with celibacy is sexy